For washing miracles no soap can equal, it's Dreft, America's largest selling brand for silks, nylons, woolens, dishes. And now Dreft, America's favorite brand for dishes, presents Joyce Jordan, M.D. In the East, they say...
You like it, really.
Out West, it's...
You'll go for it, and how.
And down South, they say...
You love it, honey.
And you will. If you hate to do dishes, you'll love that new Dreft. It's really been improved. It does dishes far quicker, far easier, far better than the best soap you ever used. Why, the suds alone are sensational. They spring up quick. They spring up thick. In fact, this new Dreft makes more suds than any product known. Ah, that's right. Ounce for ounce in the hardest water, Dreft beats them all for suds. And those new Dreft suds wash dishes cleaner than soap. Even glasses shine without wiping. Grease practically dissolves. Even the dishwater never feels greasy, never even looks greasy. There's a new mildness to new Dreft, too. You know, Dreft always has been milder, for colors, for instance, than the best soap flakes on the market. And oh, how easy that new Dreft is on your hands. Dreft is delightfully sneeze-free, too. Contains less irritating dust than any product of its kind. And every package of new Dreft goes lots further. Washes one quarter more dishes, to be specific. Try it just once. You'll see right away why more people use Dreft for dishes than any other brand.
You like it, really. You'll go for it, and how. You love it, honey.
Try it, the new improved Dreft. If you hate to do dishes, you'll love that new Dreft. Now, Joyce Jordan, M.D. On the spur of the moment, Brett Martin called Dawson Blakely on the phone and asked him to come to her room. They'd never met before, and she was curious about him. Well, while Dawson was there, Joyce Jordan came in, and naturally, she was surprised to see these two together. And then the subject of Thanksgiving came up. And Brett suggested that Dawson and his mother eat their dinner with him. It's no wonder that Joyce went back to her office puzzled and vaguely disturbed. She's still disturbed. She's still puzzled.
What a funny world this is. What a strange, divided, upset world. Here it is, almost Thanksgiving, and I should have so much to be thankful for. Yet I haven't, really. I haven't nearly as much as one might suppose. Ernest is alive. That's my greatest reason for gratitude. Dawson's getting stronger all the time. But his feeling for me has changed, that's evident. Dawson. My feelings are divided over Dawson. I'm happy because he's better. I'm at a loss to understand the change in him. Oh, I'd be so happy, so at peace if Dawson still loved me. And if his mother decided not to hate me. Oh. Hello, Dr. Jordan speaking. Yes. Yes, use an ice pack. No, not heat, an ice pack. Yes, I'll be up in half an hour or less. Ice packs. Heat pads, temperatures going up and down, emotions going up and down. Oh, if only Brett and Dawson and his mother could sit at the Thanksgiving table tomorrow with me and mine. If only Celia could serve us all together. If only we could bury hatchets and smoke the pipe of peace the way they did on the first Thanksgiving. Hello, Dr. Jordan speaking. Richard Bergman to see me? Yes, send him in. What's Bergman up to now, I wonder? I thought we talked everything out the last time he was here. That man's persistent, no doubt about it. Richard Bergman's a good-looking man. But there's something so ruthless about him. He's the sort of man a woman might well be afraid of. Come in.
Well, Dr. Jordan, how are things this bright November day?
Things are as they should be, Mr. Bergman.
God's in his heaven, all's right with the world.
God's in his heaven, anyhow. Oh, won't you sit down, Mr. Bergman?
Thanks.
You wanted to see me professionally?
Oh, no, I'm quite well. I'm definitely the healthy type.
That's what a doctor likes to hear. The Chinese doctors, you know, get paid for keeping their patients healthy. When a sick patient comes to a Chinese doctor, it's an admission of failure.
I know.
Well, did you and Brett Martin have a pleasant talk after I left you alone?
We had a talk.
She's looking quite well, don't you think? Considering all she's been through?
Quite well.
She seems in good spirits, too.
She's in unpleasantly good spirits, if you want to know what I think.
Unpleasantly good spirits? Now, that's a new one.
She had a smug expression that I didn't like at all.
Well, a girl who's had a bad brain condition and is on the road to recovery deserves to look smug.
Brett Martin fooled me when I first met her. She seemed so demure and defenseless. Defenseless. She's as defenseless as an armored tank.
She can take care of herself. But then, of course, she's had to.
She certainly can take care of herself. I think you're living in a fool's paradise, Dr. Jordan.
Why?
I think Brett Martin is a banked fire at this moment.
Do you?
The moment she's up and about, she'll be on the warpath again.
Oh, I don't believe that. She's had her lesson.
Oh, but she hasn't had any lesson. She deserves a lesson, but everyone forgives her. Why, she had the nerve to tell me she was lucky that she had a gift for picking victims who would forgive and forget.
That sounds just like her.
She lay there watching me from under half-closed lids like a vicious tiger. Why, she'd poison me for 3 cents.
You exaggerate. All she wants is a chance to work again. All she needs is a chance to love again and be loved. When Jeffrey Eden went out of her life, he left a dreadful gap. If that gap were filled, Brett would be a normal girl.
You're very charitable.
I'm very human.
You're letting Brett Martin walk all over you. She may seem to be friendly to you, but she'd stick a knife in you on a moment's notice. Dr. Jordan, this is serious. You're playing with fire. And you're apt to be burned deeply. Brett Martin would take your career from you without blinking an eyelash.
Not anymore, she wouldn't. She's learned.
She'd take your child away from you.
Brett and I have made a bargain on the subject of Ernest. She'd have every chance to take him away from me. If she can take him away from me, she deserves to have him.
You won't listen to me, will you? Well, Brett Martin would even go further. She'd take the man you love away from you without any compunction.
Do you know about...
Do I know about what?
Nothing. Well, all's fair in love and war, Mr. Bergman. If Brett can take Dawson away from me...
Then Dawson Blakely is the man you love.
Well, according to your newspaper, he is. You gave a certain amount of publicity to our romance.
That was before I knew you. Before I realized that you were too good for a waster like Dawson Blakely.
Dawson isn't a waster.
You're glorifying him because he's an invalid and temporarily he can't walk. But give Blakely 2 legs that will carry him places and he'll go places.
He can go places now in a wheelchair. He did just a short while ago. He went to call on Brett Martin.
Of his own accord? Well, you don't have to answer that question, Dr. Jordan. Your face is a dead giveaway. She sent for him.
Well...
Mm-hmm. What did I say?
If you came here to poison my mind against Brett Martin, I wish you'd stop. I won't think wrong of her until I've had definite proof. Oh, excuse me. Come in.
Hello, Dr. Jordan.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Bergman.
Oh, Dr. Gray, how do you do?
I thought you were operating today, Dr. Gray.
Now, the operation's over and done with.
Well, did you find what you were looking for?
I took some sections. I wish you'd review the case with me a little later.
Oh, I want to, very much. It's a ward patient, Mr. Bergman. A dear little person. Dr. Gray and I have been very interested in her.
It's a fine thing when a man and woman can work together as impersonally as you two work together.
Yes, isn't it? I'm going to do something very unprofessional, Mr. Bergman. I'm going to ask Dr. Gray to give you the benefit of his thinking on Brett Martin.
What's unprofessional about that?
Well, we don't usually sound off about patients, except to members of their immediate family. But I can tell by the electric feeling in the air that something's up. Mr. Bergman, I think that Brett Martin is on the road to being a well woman.
Mentally as well as physically?
Yes.
I disagree with you, Dr. Gray.
Well, I was asked for an opinion. I've given it.
Dr. Gray has been on Brett Martin's case from the very beginning, Mr. Bergman. He was the first one who came into my apartment after the poisoning took place. He was there when Brett came out of her faint. He stood by while I operated on her. He's my star witness.
Dr. Gray, I think that Dr. Jordan's in great danger.
From Brett Martin?
Yes. Brett's a very brilliant woman. She's putting on an act.
No, I don't agree with you. I've seen her when she was weak.
I told Dr. Jordan before you came in that Brett was as defenseless as an armored tank. Her defenses are never down.
Hmm?
Weak. I've seen the weakest kitten reach out a velvet paw and strike and draw blood.
Oh, I've had enough of this. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving Day. I refuse to harbor any ugly thoughts against Brett Martin or anyone else, especially on Thanksgiving Day.
Here, here.
Oh, incidentally, Alex, what are you doing on Thanksgiving?
Well, I'm coming to the hospital as usual. I'll see my patient.
Oh, I didn't mean from the standpoint of work. I meant, what will you do tomorrow for dinner?
Well, I hadn't thought about it.
I'm having some people up to my house, the Malones, Mike and Jimmy, and Dr. Tracy, if she can make it, and perhaps one or two others.
Well, now, if you're inviting me to dinner, Joyce, I accept with the greatest possible pleasure.
You can carve the turkey using your best technique.
Ah.
All this sounds very jolly. But what about Dawson Blakely, the man you love?
Well, he can't leave the hospital.
He'll be alone?
No, his mother will be with him, and...
And who else?
Brett Martin.
Oh, I see. It should be a most satisfying Thanksgiving for some people.
That does dishes far quicker, far easier, far better than the best soap ever could.
Dreft?
Right. If you hate to do dishes, you'll love that new Dreft. It's been amazingly improved. Why, do you know what makes more suds than any product known?
Dreft?
Right. Ounce for ounce in the hardest water, Dreft tops them all for suds. Rich suds that wash dishes cleaner than soap. They shine even without wiping. Grease disappears without scouring. And tell me this. What is now even milder for your hands?
Dreft?
Right. You know, Dreft always was milder for colors than the most expensive soap flakes. Imagine how easy it is on your hands. This new Dreft is wonderfully sneeze-free, too. And every package lasts longer, washes one quarter more dishes. Don't miss it, friends. The new, improved Dreft. If you hate to do dishes, you'll love that new Dreft.
Dreft?
Right. And now this is Richard Stark inviting you to listen again to Joyce Jordan, M.D., with Gertrude Warner. Brought to you by Procter & Gamble, makers of Dreft, America's favorite brand for dishes. It's new, it's improved, it's better than ever. Dreft.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.